as end live stream, so that means we're officially live. So,
okay,
it's happening, Ken. It's happening.
I'm a little nervous.
I'm a little nervous too. Hopefully, at least we get a okay. Oh yes, there's people jumping on. Okay, here. Hey guys. Yes. Okay, yeah. Are you paying attention? Oh, good. I like it. All right, so here we are. We're here. We've never done a live stream on X, and I don't even know if I'm on X. I mean, I'm on X, but are we
streaming? You should ask people if they see you on X to give you a little code or give you a little heads up.
Yeah, if you see me on X, please drop some kind of comment in the comment section. I don't even know if I'll be able to see your comment, but let's try it. Let's see here. Oh yes, I am.
Good, good.
It says Con Mama is hosting, and then I can see my little
nice.
Yeah, it's nice. Hey, look, see.
I know, it's very exciting. I'm so happy you had me back on, even after the whole thing with the FBI. I know.
How did that go? Are you doing okay?
Well, I got to tell you, I was really pissed off about the cavity search. It was so unnecessary.
It's completely unnecessary when they do that. Like, it's like,
I'm a podcaster. I'm not a smuggler.
Yeah.
You know, if I was smuggling, I could understand. Bend over.
Right. But there's got to be a line. Yeah. You got to draw the line somewhere. And these guys, obviously.
These people think I'm Hunter.
Speaking of the FBI, I don't even know. Should we mention FBI here? Are they like?
No, this is a nice thing. We're on X and we're on Rumble. You know, for people,
so we can say whatever we want.
Well, yeah, they do support free speech. I've never, ever, ever been censored on Rumble or Twitter. Elon took over, ever.
Okay.
So I feel good about that.
No, I have something going on X. First, let's just do a welcome. Hey guys.
Welcome.
Thanks for joining. I just got a rate that I'm on Rumble, a little notification. So that's cool.
Nice.
So it's official. We are now live, and it is January 19th, 2024. We're in an election year. Nothing is a coincidence. And I'm joined by the world renowned, world famous Ken Matthews, who used to fill in for Rush. And I'm a Rush baby. So I grew up listening to Rush, love Rush Limbaugh. Mm. And I loved, he was my favorite fill-in guest because of his sense of humor. I love humor. I love laughing. I love comedy.
Thank you.
And I just loved it when Ken would come on. I'd be like, okay, well, that's fine. I'd be bummed that Rush is away, but then I'd be like, oh, but Ken's filling in, so we're going to be fine. So
that is so nice of you to say.
Well, it's the truth.
Thank you. And the humor thing is, again, that's how I get through life. It's how I got through life as a kid. I just think that if I have a choice between yelling or being angry versus laughing and being a smart ass, and, you know, I still think you can be well-informed and not take it. That's why I always have so much fun making fun of the climate crowd, because they are just so over the top.
Yes.
Yeah, over the top. I mean, college professors, you know, talking on news programs. You know, if we don't reduce our carbon, we're all dead by tomorrow afternoon at 7. And I'm like, what?
Right. And think about, like, growing up under that. Like, if you're a kid and you're hearing that your very existence is a problem.
Yes.
Like, I mean, think of what that does to the mental state of a teenager. Like, they're sitting here listening, like, because you're breathing, you're destroying the planet. So, I don't know. Think about it. Like, that would really mess with your head. It's horrible. So maybe that's why I probably bet you that contributes to a lot of the mental illness, because people should be told that their life is valuable, that their life is precious, that they have a purpose, that they have meaning, and that their life is a beautiful, beautiful gift from God, and it's not destroying the planet. Like, that's what we should be telling our youth, but whatever.
The planet itself is sustainable. It's people that are not sustainable if we do the wrong thing. They try to flip it around. They say we're the problem because we're destroying Earth. No, Earth is a very dangerous environment. And as human beings, we've managed to master this environment and do it in a way where we're not destroying it. There's more trees now than there were 100 years ago. There's more polar bears than Al Gore was lying when he was lying about them.
Right.
Remember when Coca-Cola did that commercial and the polar bear was on the one ice thing, he was just drifting away?
Yeah.
The one polar bear. And there's more polar bears now. There's so many polar bears now in places in Alaska.
Yeah.
This is not a joke setup, but we could right. run with it.
Well, didn't they have the polar bears on ice skates? Like, that's what I remember as a kid. Like, you know, the
cartoon. No, those were drag queens. You
No, didn't they?
You're trying to push it down, Rachel. You're trying to. They were polar bears. No, Rachel.
Well, didn't they do a clink with the Coca-Cola?
Oh, you mean the commercial?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about reality.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no. Let's get away from reality.
I'm sorry. Yeah, let's just get away from it. Anyway, comedy is a good thing.
So many, right now, there's so many polar bears, go look it up,
yeah.
in Alaska, that they're hiring extra hunters.
Oh.
Because the polar bears are just, they own Alaska.
They're everywhere. So
they are everywhere. You go to take your garbage out and it's like, you what? Know, they're like raccoons yeah. in North Carolina.
I heard this scary story. I don't want to scare anybody, but I mean, maybe it's a wives tale. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's not even true, but okay. there was this guy out in the middle of nowhere, like Alaska, and it's all just like snow and you can't see out. Then he just, his dog was pacing back and forth.
And his name was Corn Pop.
And he knew something was out there. And I guess like he realized that there was a polar bear out there, but the polar bear, I'm going to sound like an idiot, but the polar bear was so intelligent that it like covered its nose because that's like the little black tip of his nose to hunt. And so like he couldn't see the polar bear. I mean, later he was able to see it because he dropped his hand and like went on, but he was holding it up. So like he couldn't be seen. That's probably not true.
That's why I don't do the drugs you do.
I don't know, but I heard that story as a kid and terrified me. Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh, these polar bears yeah. are really smart.
Well, when you're smoking pot, listening to, you know, Cheech and Chong on a 33 album, you shouldn't be talking no. about.
That no. is not what I do.
That's okay. actually probably before your time.
Yes, totally before my time.
Yeah, so I remember.
We were talking about age before we went live, and I was talking yes. to Ken about how it's so much harder on women.
Yes, than men. I would agree.
Because, I mean, look, it's just, you can.
And you're like my wife, you're a biological woman. It's really tough on
them. I know.
It's not really difficult if you're faking being a woman. Have you noticed that? You can show up to a swim meet. You can have, you know, junk in your crotch. You can have hair that shouldn't be where it is. And you can basically look frightening. And everybody.
That's terrifying when you think about it.
Everybody has to play along.
Yeah, no.
They play along with it. Did you see the video? I wonder if I'm able. Am I able to bring up a clip or something on this thing?
I don't. Yeah, I don't. Maybe you could. I don't know.
Maybe I think
we've never tried this.
We should try it later because if it involves fire, I don't want people getting hurt.
No.
But anyway, the CEO of United Airlines, he's a drag queen.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you see him dancing yes. with all the men? What? This guy what? Is a freak show.
I what know.
A freak show. Oh, my God. Oh, now, I'm not going to say.
If I can bring it up. Well, then I can. Let me see.
Well, you know what? Can you bring if you bring up my Twitter.
Can you still see me right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, maybe I could do the same thing.
So okay. Let me go to Ken. And follow him if you're not following him.
Oh, please do. Oh, I just hit 30,000, which really isn't that much, but yes. compared to the big guys, it's not that much. But in general,
the big guys are just they're too cool. They're too cool for all of us, Ken.
I had to earn every one of those likes.
Yeah.
See, the big guys like Barack Obama, he can team up with Google and get bots and everything and get an extra 7 or 8 million followers.
Yeah,
I'm going to earn every follower. And then every person that's triggered says, I'm not going to follow you. So it's a constant. So breaking 30 was, well, actually getting to the age 30 was a big deal for me, but breaking 30,000.
Congratulations.
Thank you. You're in your 40s, right?
I am. Let's not talk about it. Let's not talk about it. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I am. Okay.
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 Well, okay. Look, 61 is the new 48.
That's so true. That's what I tell myself every morning when I look in the mirror.
Oh, stop it.
Okay, here we go. Tim's video file.
What's that?
Oh, I think I have to have it downloaded. Let me see.
Download what? Are you on your phone?
The guy doing the drag stuff.
Not if you go to my
United CEO. Yeah, because I was going to share your.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
As you can see, if you're just tuning in, this is a well-oiled machine. We have we are paying our producers so much money.
So much money. Yeah, you guys are all overcharged.
We hired all of you. Yeah, we just hired the
overpaid.
The former Regis and Kathy Lee producer is here. Oh, we have the former producer of the Letterman show.
Yes. Ooh. In fact, I have my assistant. I need some more tea. Thank you.
Wow. Yeah. Hey, could I bring up a graphic very quickly?
Try to, yes.
I'm going to bring up a graphic. Here we go.
Ken Matthews Media. Oh, subscribe to get. Yes. Ken has a subscribe.
Oh my gosh. I misspelled subscribe. It says subscribe.
No. That's okay.
Look, this is not racist. I want you to subscribe to me. That is not racist. Okay. Hold on a second.
Ken, you're going to get us in trouble.
Here it is.
Subscribe. Yes. He has a whole subscription thing. Like he's where you get like behind the scenes stuff if you subscribe to his.
Yeah. Anyway.
Help the kids. I like that.
So we wanted to talk about big stories this week.
Yes, we've got big stories to talk about.
And I
found we are going to talk about some stuff, guys. Sorry, this is like the longest intro. We're like at 12 minutes in.
Yeah, but people pay top dollar for this behind the scenes stuff.
Okay. Yeah, this is the we haven't gone live yet, sir. We'll just pretend.
Yeah.
We can just pretend we haven't gone live yet.
This is the
longest.
We're going
to go live now.
It's the longest mic check in history. The people usually, when you do not see a story in the media, chances are it's pretty big.
True.
The mainstream media ignores the real big stories. Now, I don't know if people are going to like this or not, but I'm a big rap fan, always have been.
Okay.
And over the last several weeks, if you missed it, the Shannon show, former NFL player,
Shay,
he's one of the biggest podcasters, like globally.
Wow.
Globally. So he had Cat Williams, who I think is one of the funniest comedians on. Cat Williams came on, and let me just get my notes here, because this is why I think not only is this a big story, but I think it ties into everything that's coming down the pike. Like Monday, don't forget they're supposed to release the Epstein list. Okay. All of it.
All of it. Because
we've got a lot of teasers, but they haven't released everyone.
And nothing really concrete. I mean, and people would be like, what? But like, nothing that's like straight out saying straight out stuff. They're kind of working around it. So I'd like some just straight up drop it. I can't hear you. Can you hear me? Oh, Ken. He's gone now.
God. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. You're fired. I just got rid of the sound guy.
Gosh, that sound guy. He's always doing
it. Look, get in your wheelchair and get out of here. You're fired. So what if there's stairs? Coming in here, taking over.
They're always doing that to you.
Boy, so what do? We did racist and disabled. Is there anything else we could? Yeah. Okay.
No. Okay. So anyway, Cat Williams is on the Shannon. Is it Shannon Sharp? He played for the Broncos, didn't he? Yes.
No, I can't remember. But that's anyway. He is like a monster in podcasting. People think Joe Rogan, etc. So Cat Williams goes on there, and Cat Williams, as you know, his whole act is honesty.
Okay.
And it's way over the top honest, but it's way over the top.
Right.
I mean, and that's why I love it. I mean, he says stuff and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe he said, but it's true.
Okay.
So he's gone through this whole industry. And in the last 3 weeks, Cat Williams has called out Steve Harvey, Oprah, Kevin Hart, Jay-Z, P. Diddy, boy bands, girl bands, sex trafficking, parties, drugs,
deals.
Now, I'm not saying that every name I just mentioned is in that category. I'm saying that he's called out P. Diddy for molesting young boys and girls.
No.
Yes. Yeah.
No.
Yes. Now, this is why it's such a big story, because this is a guy who is, it's so funny because he always talks about downplaying his net worth.
Yeah. Because,
you know, you look at some of these people's net worth and they're just like, Oprah's a billionaire and Tom Cruise and everything. Kat says, why do I want to tell people how much money I have? I keep it the same. It's always like a million or two. That's it. But the guy makes like $500,000 when he kills at a sold out concert. So he's really well off. Okay. So it isn't because he's angry or whatever. It's because I think he is experiencing what the rest of the country is experiencing in their lives. He's sick of the lies.
Right.
He's sick of the misrepresentation. He's sick of people, some of whom earned it and some didn't. And he just started whistleblowing like you cannot even imagine.
Wow. Was this all on one show?
Because it was on. He's been doing it for years, but
right. But when he was on the Shannon Sharp, was it just one podcast that I could tune in and just listen to it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's 2.5 hours long.
Okay.
Now, and when he was doing it, now again, even if you don't know any of these people I'm talking about, it's worth investigating because you have to realize these are some of the highest profile people in entertainment. And what is married to entertainment? Government.
Right.
And who in entertainment was trying to get us to go woke, and who in entertainment was trying to get us to take a vaccine?
Right.
So the reason I'm excited about this is I think it's part of just like the January 6th tapes coming out and more truth about the election. I think there's going to be like an overload of holy moly. Can you believe that Senator so-and-so is doing this? And then someone going, well, can you believe that P. Diddy was doing that? And I can't believe Jay-Z did this. Oh, my God. And right now there's about 5 or 6 lawsuits swirling around about women that were imprisoned by some of these men.
Jeez.
Raped by some of these men. I mean, and Kat is like, you can check me out all day long. I got nothing to hide. And then he talks about...
Do you think like the reaction, because I mean, we heard some big names dropped with these Epstein files. We heard, you know, Bill Clinton, we heard Alan Dershowitz, we heard, I don't have the list of all that. Like, we heard a lot of like pretty prominent names dropped.
Yeah, Prince Andrew, et cetera.
Yeah, you know, and then I'm like, well, what's the reaction going to be from like society? Is it just like, meh? And, you know, is there going to be outrage? Are people outraged? Are people going to completely cancel them? Are they done now with, like, ever being invited to speak anywhere, being able to attend, you know, the elite party?
Well, the Democrats will never, you know, not to pick on Democrats, but you earned it. The Democrats are never going to change your tune on that. You could show Democrats Joe Biden's or Ashley Biden's diary all day long. And she writes about what was going on in the shower and they're like, well, I don't know where you got that. So it's like, all right, whatever. I think Cat Williams he's an odd bird, but he is very well read. And that's a guy who could be a inspirational speaker when he's not doing his act. When he's not doing his act, he's like a brilliant businessman. And there was he was talking to Shannon and he kept, oh my gosh, he was talking about why some of the black entertainers marry white wives. And he was talking about how he's been the only black entertainer, and he listed all these black entertainers that had to dress up like women in movies.
Yeah.
And that was part of their deal. And he put a clause in his movie, writer, I don't dress like women. I don't rape people.
Yeah.
I don't play gay people. That's not me. If you want me in your movie. And
I can't believe it.
And he believes, rightly so, that a lot of the woke producers, and as he calls some of them, freaks. I mean, he's just coming clean about everything. If you, all you have to do is Google, don't do it now, continue watching the show. But when we're done, Google Cat, K-A-T-T, Williams.
Okay.
Allegation.
I will check this out. I'm on it.
You will see dozens and dozens of clips of everybody responding to Cat, but very few, if any, denied anything he said.
Wow.
None of them said, how dare you? I never did that. Show me the proof. They just said, oh, you're a loser. You're pissed off because Kevin Hart gets more movies than you. Mm-hmm. And he said, no, I was in the same room and I got offered $50 million, just like Dave Chappelle did, except Dave and I said, F you. And Kevin Hart said, I'll do anything you want. According to Cat Williams.
Right.
Now, when you look at Dave Chappelle and you look at Cat Williams and you look at a handful of other comedians that are very good, they make great livings, but they're not at the iconic level of, you know, Kevin Hart's probably got close to a billion in box office gross
right
now. So he just started bringing up all this stuff. Then he talked about, oh, it gets better. Satanic stuff.
Mm.
And initiation rituals. And I can't help but wonder if Cat Williams has been looking around over the last 2 or 3 years as an entertainer, as all this stuff is coming out about Congress and the Senate and the UN, and he's going, these people don't care about this at all. I wonder if they'll care about what P. Diddy was doing at his parties. I think that is what triggered over the last several years. I think that's why there is just an explosion of truth coming out everywhere, because everybody's tired of the liars. Everybody's tired of being, we just get lied. It's a joke. You turn on the weather, you can't even get a weather forecast without someone saying, well, you know, the climate's really acting up. We're getting these super storms because of carbon. Clowns.
So Cat Williams, we got to check that out.
Okay.
I will totally, I'm going to have to watch it. I'm going to have to watch it. And I hope that more people watch it as well and figure out what's going on here.
Well,
I just want the outrage. I want the outrage. I want people to get fired up about this stuff. Like,
you're into the outrage, aren't you? It's kind of freaky.
Well, I'm kind of like, I'm just,
I just like people to think, I like people to say, wow.
Yeah.
You know, that's, in other words, look at the stuff that you and I have reported on over the years. And now all these other people with high profile and wealth are coming out and saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, you got to play this game in Hollywood. And then you hear people say, well, you got to play the game in business too. You got to play. No, you don't have to give up your ethics, your morals.
No.
And, oh, I mean, the comments that Kat made about about being in a meeting with P. Diddy, and Shannon could not believe it. At one point he goes, oh my God, I don't even know if I'm going to have a podcast tomorrow. And Kat goes, what are you, you're going to have more lists. You'll have more viewers tomorrow than in your entire career. And he was right. And I looked up, do you know how much money that Shannon made off the 2-hour interview with Kat, just that one podcast?
No,
so far, it's $860,000.
No.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And just on YouTube. I won't make any money.
Just on YouTube. I know. Right.
Okay. So let's really quickly just run through some events that have happened this week. Let's recap the week, Ken. I told
Throw them at me. Throw them at me.
Okay. Iowa caucus. I think it went as expected. I think that Trump did even better than I expected, which, you know, I mean. I don't know why the other people are still in the race. And I want to say this. I do like DeSantis. I know a lot of people, like, there's such hate for DeSantis. I like him. I think he's a great governor. I think that he, you know, I wish he would have waited, because I think that he would have been a great 2028 candidate. And sometimes I feel like you jump too early, right? And I think that's what happened here. And it's sad. It's sad because I don't know. There's so much I could say about that whole thing in itself.
I think the big story out of Iowa is Vivek getting out and pledging his loyalty to Trump as he promised he would.
Right.
And I have.
But I found it interesting, and I'm just I don't like this part. I don't like that. Okay, like 2 days before, like Trump calls him out, everyone's like, "We hate you, we hate you," and then like, you know, and he's trying to like get somebody to vote for him to save Trump. And that was like the big thing, like save Trump, vote for Vivek. And then he drops out, gets his support behind Trump. And now everyone's like, oh, Vivek, let's make Vivek VP. I don't want.
Oh, I don't want him VP either.
Vivek to be VP. I'm not.
No, not at all. I would love to see Elise Stefanik in the running.
I was just thinking about her too.
In what way?
As a VP pick, because
She's about to be. Let's talk
VP picks because I think that I think Stefanik would be great because she's got that grit to her. She's got that fighter instinct. She doesn't bring drama though. You know, she's not drama grit. Then there's a difference between There's a difference.
Well, there's a difference between MTG, Stefanik, and Lauren Boebert.
And I don't want the drama. I don't want the drama. I want the clean fighter. She's excellent when she speaks. She's conservative, but I feel like she's not like really far right. So she could get some people kind of in the middle that are like, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't think she's nutty at all.
No,
she's not like some woman podcaster or anything. I don't think she's nutty.
No. I mean, she doesn't wear ball caps and wigs. She's just simple.
Well, you know, they're trying to censure her, right? You know, yesterday they launched, this windbag. I think I don't want to get his name wrong. It's a very common sounding name. He's 47 years old. He's a white guy. He's a congressman in New York. Loves the sound of his own voice. He launched the censorship agenda, and now they're trying to censure her out of Congress because he said she was aiding and abetting the enemy. MAGA.
Oh, Goldman. Yeah, Goldman.
Yeah, Ron. What is his name? John or Brett? Yeah, isn't he a wussbag?
Yes.
Oh my God! What a 21st century man.
I mean, my goodness. Yeah.
He said I was outraged when Congresswoman Stefanik said that the January Sixers were hostages. How dare she? Yeah. How many times do the Democrats say the Freedom Caucus is holding us hostage? The American people are holding us hostage.
All the time.
Trump is all the time. Yep. So this is just another, this is part of this theatrical dance.
We're calling them insurrection, calling January Sixers insurrectionists when no one's been charged with the insurrection.
Yep.
Like that's a misuse of the term right there. So the more
heat that goes to Stefanik, the more I want her to be VP.
Yeah.
Because you have to be able to take the heat if you're going to be in the same building with Donald Trump.
Right. Right. Also names being thrown around. Let's just go through some of the names. You can give me your 2 cents on him. A gnome, Christy Gnome. That's another. No. Just because of rumors?
No, I know a little backstory. I have sources in her state. I have sources.
Okay.
And subscribers and sources. And in several cases, she's kind of made what I think aren't smart decisions for conservatism or the deep state kind of thing.
Oh, interesting.
I'm not saying she's deep like she's bad. Right. I'm just saying she made decisions with, you know, big gas and big this and big that I didn't really agree with. There's a big battle in South Dakota right now over property rights and carbon pipelines and all this stuff.
Okay.
And just keep ending up on the wrong side of it. And I'm like, And then I did some research and it looks like they were donors to her campaign. I'm like, oh man, is everybody? So it's not like,
I know, I hate that.
It's not like she's, I don't think she's a bad governor. And let me say, there's not very many people
that look.
Well, there's not very many people that can ride a horse and look like she does when she's doing it.
No. Well, I mean, come on, Ken. Oh, gosh.
Okay.
That's my hair.
Okay. I almost fell off my chair, let alone my horse.
Okay. Huckabee Sanders is another one. Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Thoughts? I like her.
I'm open to it. I'd be open to it.
Yeah.
I've always liked her.
She seems solid. She seems solid to me.
Well, like, I wouldn't want to fight her. Marriage
is going well. I feel like you need to have your family life intact.
Yeah,
I feel like that. I do think that you need to have your home life together going well before you launch into anything political. Get it. You know, if you can't take care of your own home, you probably can't fix what's going on out there. So,
I would agree. I think I do believe that's a good assessment, especially for a VP, because the VP again is just, you know, there's and Trump's not getting any younger, and whoever's in the VP slot, I don't know if they're going to want to run for president, but so I think the fact that Sarah and Elise are not loved by the GOP establishment is another reason I gravitate toward them.
Yeah, and they seem like they've got it. They've got it together, the personal life and the public life together.
Yep.
Okay. Also, we've got Tucker Carlson thoughts.
No.
No? Oh, okay.
No. Why?
That was a quick no.
Why?
Oh.
Because he's popular?
Because he's so popular and everybody loves him. That's the thing, too. Like,
because he's popular? You think, look, no.
I was with some girlfriends yesterday, and we were talking about VP picks, and one of them was like, Tucker Carlson. But then I'm like, okay. Like, I like Tucker Carlson. He says exactly what I like, almost everything I'm thinking.
Right.
I disagree with him on a couple issues, and we could talk about that later because people get all hot over it. But
what do you disagree with?
You gotta have experience running a country or
something, you know, that's very big and complicated.
Yes.
Like now, a big, like the Trump brand is very big and complicated. It's on an international scale. It involves in employment and staff and leadership and delegation and a buttload of money.
Right.
So that's a.
He just launched his network. And if he's able to like successfully run that and it grows and it becomes like a huge, like superpower kind of a thing, then yes. Totally, because
but not now. Now it's just
expertise. You know how to run. You know how to hire and fire. You're writing paychecks. You're running payroll. I mean, you're doing your benefits. All you're doing it all, and you're making it happen.
He's just the flavor of the month,
right? Well, I think he's so popular on like everywhere. But
I love that,
and I love what he says. I love what he says, but
I love his message. But what do you think is going to happen to him? If he's sworn as the vice president, he's going to be censored beyond belief.
Oh, that's
and
true.
And he's going to be a headache for the administration, which Trump will be. And I don't have a problem with that. But we can't have two people that high profile. It would just be a feeding frenzy every day. We would hear, why did you say that about the transgender? Why did you say that about this? Why did you insult the people of China? It would just be nonstop.
But see, that this is the thing, the MAGA base love that, Ken. They love it. They're like, say that again.
You got it. You got it with Trump.
That's great. Right. You've got it with Donald Trump. But the thing is, like, people have to, this is the thing that gets me so bothered, is the MAGA base has to realize that you cannot win this election. We cannot win this election just on the MAGA base. Like, you can't. You can't.
Yeah. That's understandable.
So don't give them any headlines. Don't give them any fodder. Don't give them any, like, did you hear what he said? Like, don't, because then they run with that. Then they will not report on all the wonderful things you're doing, all the wonderful things you're saying. And they're going to take the one thing you did say and run it. And then that disconnects everybody in the middle and everyone further over. So they're like, oh, we're done. We can't even. And so, yes, you got the fighter in Trump. Let him be. That's expected, right? We know he's going to say just what?
And like the whole Vivek thing, I got so much heat when I said at the very beginning, people were saying, you know, Vivek is deep state. Don't trust Vivek. And I said, look, as long as Vivek goes around rattling cages and exposing the truth and pumping up Trump, he's not a liability.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have enough juice to win. I'm not going to vote for him for president. I don't want him for VP. But right. What's wrong with having someone that friggin' articulate and rich and high profile where everybody's following him around? He's the perfect messenger, in my opinion, for the MAGA message with young people.
Yeah.
So just use him as that. People say, what you think he should be VP? No, but I'd love to see him in some type of communication position.
Yeah, I mean, if he wants to be press secretary, I would consider that.
Or just the director of some type of thing within the administration.
Right. I'm still out on him. I don't know. We'll wait and see.
look at his track record so far. He's done nothing but help.
He's done nothing but help, but everything, like, I don't know. Like, I get bothered because I want somebody that actually said something during COVID.
You're sure you're not racist?
No, I feel like during COVID, like, there were a lot of people that, like, he, you know, I kind of looked into his background, his big on pharmaceuticals, all that stuff.
Yeah, he didn't
make a lot of money. And then, like, he didn't say one dang thing about, you know, COVID or stop these lockdowns or take off the masks or you have bodily autonomy. You should not be forced to inject anything into your body that you don't want.
Agreed.
Nothing. And so that bothers me, because if you're a leader and through that time you were quiet, that says something to me.
Well, you could say the same thing about Trump.
Because Trump made some serious mistakes during COVID, and that's what bothered me. I mean, the 2 weeks to slow the spread, Burks and Fauci on either side. You know, having Pence, you know, control a lot of the stuff.
That was such a disaster. And I really, at the time, I'll admit, I thought that was a good move, because I think we need someone calm like Mike Pence, and who knew he was such a backstabbing liar. But but you could make the same argument for Trump.
Yeah.
Not he wasn't saying, you know, get the vaccine or you're going to lose your job.
No.
But he let it go on longer than it had to go on. He's a guy who saw the intel. And when he started catching his team lying to him, he should have cleaned house.
Yeah.
But his advisors, a bunch of rhino backstabbers, probably said, well, no, you can't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, by the third time.
Achilles heel. That's his Achilles heel. So if and when he becomes president in, you know, the next cycle here, who he hires is the most important thing, because he's got to be able to have some kind of discernment or have someone by him that has incredible discernment, that's able to decipher who the snakes are, who the rats are, and who's there, like, legitimately trying to help this country.
And he had people like that in his orbit, like Steve Bannon.
Yeah.
But the establishment hated Steve. They hate Steve Bannon because of the Breitbart connection.
Right.
They hate Steve Bannon like Satan. And Steve Bannon was, in my opinion, I think he got Trump elected the first time. He was one of the minds he's going to have to, it really gets down to weeding out rhinos. I mean, look at, we just signed the continuing resolution. The speaker just sold out again. Mm-hmm. Get rid of them. Get rid of the speaker.
Yeah.
Next week, vote them out. Get someone else in. Keep voting them out. Destroy their political careers. Vote them out. He's a liar. Yeah. He sold us out. The new speaker.
Right.
Done.
Right.
Move on.
Right. And I hope that Trump would have someone like Bannon by his side. And regardless of whether, and not being moved by popularity or, you know, they don't like that you have him here. Like, I don't care what you think. I'm going to have this guy here helping advise me on who's the good, who's bad, because that's my Achilles heel. I'm not as great at that. So I'm going to have this guy here that does know who's good and who's bad. And they're going to advise me on it. Like, I think that's really important. And I think every Obama holdover should have been fired. I just, there's just some things.
That's what the Democrats do. The right. Democrats come in, they've been doing it. They've been doing it since Roosevelt. Right. The Democrats come in and say, hey, we really enjoy your service. Thanks for work. Bye-bye. Well, why are you getting rid of me? You're not on our page. Get out. That's what a new administration is supposed to do. Mm-hmm. If we had men and women of character and integrity that weren't lying and weren't renting small boys for long weekends, if we had that, we could actually say, well, that's a good man. He's a Democrat. That's a good man. He's a Republican. No, most of you have sold out.
Yeah.
And the people that haven't sold out don't have the cojones.
Right.
Or is it, what is the correct term? Is it testicles or? I mean, come on. Come on.
Right.
Come on, Rachel. We're on Rumble.
I know. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. They don't have the balls.
I know. I know. Okay. A couple others.
Fight it. Go ahead.
Okay. Ben Carson.
Yes and no. I am such a big fan of Ben Carson.
I know.
I would put him in the running. Put him up at the top of my list. Okay. Elise Stefanik and Ben Carson. I love Ben Carson. Did I tell you about my dinner with Ben Carson?
No.
Oh my God. It was one of those moments where, you know, it's funny. I was in for half my career. I was around celebrities. In fact, you know, I was talking, my wife and I were talking about when I was talking with MC Hammer and all these people from that era, you know, Belle Biv DeVoe and whatever. But the pictures that I value the most and the moments are like, I had dinner with Ben Carson and we talked about policy in Washington, or I interviewed Alveda King.
Wow.
And I posted that. I did that 2 years ago, but I posted it for Martin Luther King Jr. And here's Alveda King and me on my show live. And we're talking about civil rights and about she loves Trump and Trump and Black men and women today. And I couldn't believe it. The niece of Martin Luther King.
Right.
So anyway, cool. Getting back to Ben, he is so stinking smart.
Yeah.
And so chill.
Mm-hmm. So chill. I've met him. I've met him too. And he's
isn't
so
he chill?
Yeah.
He's like Yoda chill.
Yeah. Yes. So I mean, I guess that would like kind of balance the.
I know. Talk about a cool juxtapositioning of people. A big orange.
True.
You know.
True. Okay. Another one I've heard, and it's not as a Winsome Sears, Lieutenant Governor of Virginia.
I love her.
Name recognition, or do you think?
Well, she doesn't have name recognition, but she is. I think she's such a neat lady. Former Marine.
Yeah.
And great family situation. Lovely family, and definitely America first.
Yeah.
So that would be, boy, that would be, I didn't even think about that. Put her on the list.
Yeah. Okay.
But wait, let me just set it up for the progressives here. We have a Black woman, a Black man, and a white woman.
Right.
Holy crap. We need to get some male privilege.
This destroys it all because Josh Hawley, I've heard his name tossed. No. Okay. No.
I think he serves the country and I do believe he's doing service to the country because he's pinning these people down.
Okay.
And it's kind of like, my theory is, if you can't move a bill or you can't close a Senate deal, at least you are calling the bad people out.
Right.
You got to do something up there. You can't just sit around on your ass. You can't just say, well, there's nothing we can do. What do you expect me to do? I expect you to grow a pair, go in public, and call out the bad people. So at least we know. Because the media is not doing it.
No.
Okay. Thanks for getting me all wound up. Appreciate it.
Obviously. Jeez. Woof. Okay.
Dang it.
Tim Scott.
I think he needs to ferment a little more.
Okay. Yeah.
I like Tim Scott, but again, he's another, keep in mind when we bring, if these, let's say they're lieutenants and colonels in this war of MAGA, right?
Okay.
When you take a really good field commander out of the field and put him in administration, now you have a gap, you have a vacuum to fill.
Yeah.
And I think people like Hawley and Tim Scott, and for that matter, Tucker.
Yeah.
I think they all have a role to play.
Yeah, he's needed in the media realm. Right.
We need Tucker and Rogan and Alex Jones.
Yep.
We need those people blasting the truth.
With no limitations. Like no, like, hey, this is the conduct you need to have. Like, just no.
Yep.
And yeah. Okay. DeSantis, I think the damage has been done.
You would have to put a booster seat in the motorcade. You'd have to go to Babies R Us, and you'd have to put little Ronnie up in a booster seat. You'd have to give him a sippy cup.
Oh God. Okay. So you're close. It's a height issue for. There's a height requirement according to Ken. Okay, no, and then last one.
I love triggering DeSantis people.
What do you think?
It's become so enjoyable.
What do you think about? and I hate this, but Haley being a VP. Do you think that? Do you think he would do that to?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
I hope.
Tricky Nikki, thanks for stabbing me in the back 4 times. Would you like to get closer so you can drive it in deeper?
No. That's where the discernment is needed. It's a no. It's a hard no. So, okay. Really quick.
I want to wrap it
in an hour just because I know people are like, okay.
Oh, now you tell me. Now you tell me. Jeez, you didn't say that at the beginning.
Well, how long do you think we're going to go, Ken?
We did 90 last time. Holy moly. At 46 minutes. By the way, let's get serious and not have fun anymore. We need to wrap it up. Well, now you tell me. Now you tell me with all the notes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Really
get
quick.
Get my lawyer on the phone right now. Damn it.
Did you see Millie's speech to the World Economic Forum? Did you watch that?
No, but I can't stand that piece of crap.
Why? From Argentina? No.
Well, you said Milley, like General Milley?
No, Javier Milley. Is that Milley or Milley, I think?
I don't know, but I'm talking about General Milley who's a piece of crap.
Okay, good. Did you see
my friend? Speech? I did see clips of my friend Javi's speech. Yes.
Oh yeah, it was so good. It was so good.
And it scared the living hell out of globalists.
Yes, and I'm surprised. And then another one that I shared that I absolutely loved was, what's his name? Let's find it. Kevin Roberts. He's the president of the Heritage Foundation. If you guys have not watched this, I shared it on my Twitter feed. My goodness, he goes into the World Economic Forum, like talk about just going into a den of lions, and lays out everything that's wrong with them, what they've done to the world, how evil they all are. And then it's like, I'm out. It's so good. So powerful. It's about 3 minutes long. And it's everything you want to say to the World Economic Forum. He goes in and says it, and it's so beautifully done. And I'm just like, wow. I mean, these people that are not aware of the World Economic Forum, they want a global, no countries, and they're actually stating it now, new world order. They now are saying it on their forum. They're talking. Who said it exactly? He talked about having a new world order. One of the speakers there, like, openly talking about it.
Yeah.
Klaus Schwab openly talked about how he predicts that no elections will happen anymore because AI will basically be able to forecast who's going to win. So there's no need to have elections. I mean, if that's not terrifying to you, I don't know what it is.
It should be. It's what's been.
Right. That's what they have planned.
10 years ago, it started when, you know, social media helped Obama get elected. And they admitted it, and we sued and we won, but it's too late. They admitted that, during 2012, we made sure that any good stories about Romney got out of the AI, and that all the good stuff about and anything bad about Obama, we pulled off. And I mean, they keep doing that to this day. We're almost at AI now because of the social media platforms. It's the whole reason we can only go on 2 or 3 at a time. Because we'll get knocked off of them.
Right. So that, I mean, these, so they want this whole new world order where the elite basically control the world and everybody else is subject to them. You literally, all your debt is taken away. You own nothing because they've bought it from you. You literally own nothing. And it's, you're going to eat bugs because meat destroys the planet because of carbon emissions. Mm-hmm. And you're going to live in a little pod. Like, and that's their vision.
It's not only their vision. Like you said, they committed to this years ago.
Yeah.
Back with the Club of Rome, not just the World Economic Forum, but the Club of Rome and the Austrian conference, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And now it's because of social media, they've put mm-hmm. it out to a lot of people, and a lot of elitists are buying it. The other thing is they're going to keep using carbon. They're going to keep using jet fuel.
Yeah.
It's just you. You're going to have to, like, if you want to have some people over for dinner, you're going to have to use a little solar charger and eat in 3 minutes because you're not going to have anything.
And that's what was so beautiful about Milley's speech and this Robert speech. I mean, Milley went in there and basically just said, he spoke out against the collectivism and how that's the World Economic Forum, you know, that, like, they're all about, like, the collective. Mm-hmm. The collective, we do this and we will oversee it and you will do what we say as a collective. And he just completely just let it rip with that and spoke about the beauty of capitalism, and capitalism has lifted more people out of poverty than any other form of currency in the world, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it was a beautiful, beautiful speech. I was like, and this is where I'm kind of weirded out, because I'm like, why did they let them speak? Because they've kept such a cap on it. Do you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And I know that this is what's kind of creepy to me. I know that their theme this year is to rebuild trust, the world economy. So I'm wondering if they're like, we're going to let a couple people in here and just.
I think that's a great analysis. That's probably exactly what happened. It's kind of like when a news network has on once a month, they have on a token person that has a brain on a panel. Like, they have a panel of like 8 people. Uh-huh. And then every now and then, like recently on CNN, there was one guy and he set everybody straight. He said, you guys got to realize that a lot of people are hurting right now. The economy's really bad. It's not just because they're not voting for Trump just because, you know, they want to overthrow a government. They're voting for Trump because Biden is failing. And everybody on the panel went, and I'm thinking they do that for the reason you just said. They're trying to pretend, look, we're objective once a month.
Because that was just so bizarre to me. I'm like, I can't even believe they were able to say what they were able to say. And thank God they did. I mean, that was awesome and a beautiful moment. And hopefully maybe it woke up one person there and they were like, oh, wait a minute. This is what I'm a part of is bad. This is bad. But I mean, it was cool to watch that. But that was going in the back of my head like that. You know, why are they doing this? So I found that interesting. Anyways, so that's going on. I think that wraps up here soon, doesn't it? The globalists, the Dr. Evils of the world.
Davos and World Economic Forum. I think it doesn't it end Sunday?
Okay.
Because they all have to sacrifice some children, right?
so messed up.
I mean, come on, people. Wake up.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a document I want to share with you.
Okay.
It's not a cease and desist order, but it is... TSA is partnering with the Border Patrol. And this is one of those stories that should have been covered like all day, every day, because you know what? First of all, there's been huge breakouts of measles all over the country.
Yes.
Pockets of measles, like in large cities, 50, 68, 78 cases. Okay. We haven't had a measles outbreak in decades, right? We're also having TB come over the border. Tuberculosis is back. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, we now have a TSA partnership with the Border Patrol. And I printed it out right from their website, TSA's website, and the Border Patrol. Partnering with the Border Patrol to test the use of CBP-1 at certain TSA checkpoints to validate adult illegal foreign national travel documentation when the traveler does not have any identification. So I'm like, whoa, what is that all about? Because I can't get on a plane, right?
No.
How it works, notify the TSA officer that you are an illegal immigrant, or they say migrant, but we know
the truth. Right.
So, hi, I'm here illegally. Then the TSA officer will take a photo, and that's optional, it says.
Wow. That
the illegal foreign national person doesn't have to be photographed if they're uncomfortable. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? If requested, provide your illegal foreign national alien identification number or biographic information. Follow officer instruction. Photo capture is voluntary. You can always decline to have your photo taken. If you do not wish to have your photo taken, please tell the TSA officer. You must still provide your alien identification number, which is like one of the easiest things to forge.
Right.
So, or biographical information. Like I just came up from Guatemala. These 14 underage girls, they're all my daughters.
Yeah.
And I'm here to do good in America. Mm-hmm. Long live Biden.
Well, people are saying, well, they're claiming asylum. They're all claiming asylum. All of these millions and millions of people are claiming asylum.
And the best part of it is, think about if you're watching this now, think about what you have to go through to take money out of the bank, to register a car,
mm-hmm.
to cash a check,
mm-hmm.
to get a birth certificate.
Mm-hmm. What's crazy to me is the lefties, like, they think that, do you think that bad guys can't claim asylum and cross the border?
Yeah.
Like, do you think that they don't have that thought running through their head, that they're fleeing persecution from God knows where to come over here and do no God knows what? I mean, it's just the ignorance is baffling to me.
I want to share this with my fellow gun owners.
Okay.
Okay. And you guys know the hoops they're trying to get us through now, and they're trying to take our long rifles, which that'll be the day I can't do the stream. I'll be dead. Sorry. Cause I'm not giving it up.
No,
sorry.
No, you can't.
I'm just not, mm-hmm. you know, that's, no. I do draw the line there.
Right.
That or injecting my kids with something when I say no,
yeah.
those are the two lines.
No.
You know, if you want to dance around in your wife's girdle, that's your business, but stay off my porch.
Yes.
Anyway, get off my porch. But yes. So CBP, Customs Border Patrol, will only verify the information that you, as an illegal, previously provided. We will not store your information.
Okay.
Because your information is verified through CBP1, whatever scam that is. TSA will also not store your information as part of the process. And yet my friend Laura Loomer couldn't even get on a flight years ago.
Wow.
Because she was in a big lawsuit and everybody kept blackballing her. She couldn't even drive an Uber. She mm-hmm. showed up and they said, I don't know, you're red flagged on the list. I don't think you can come on this flight.
Wow.
But now
yeah.
the Border Patrol is not, so we don't
we have
care
no information on these people.
Right. We don't care if we have a picture.
But that's intentional.
I know right? it.
So yeah. oh we have no idea who so and so, what is it like if you're the first person to carry a disease, you know, product, you know, what they always have like their A or B or whatever. We have no idea who they were. We can't track them down. We have no idea who the terrorist was. We can't track them down. Like it's all intentional. It's odd. And it bothers me so much that people can't see it. Oh, you're muted again, Ken. I can't hear you.
You're doing that with your foot, aren't you?
No, I'm not. You get fired up and then I think you're like, bam. I'm
yeah, she's like, so if you guys go to the CBP, the Customs and Border Patrol website, or the TSA website, you can see the level of discrimination and how they target you and me, mm-hmm. and how it just keeps getting easier and easier and easier to invade our country, to walk into our country.
Right.
No sweat. We'll give you money. Here's yeah. a cell phone. You don't have to take a picture. Don't worry. We're only going to use information that you gave us.
Mm-hmm.
So you could kill three people, cross the border. Do you have a record? No, I don't have
and
a record.
There's this like sick side of me, like not sick side of me, but like this sick feeling I have with all of this Epstein stuff that's coming out, like all these sex trafficking you know, information. Like, that's kind of being exposed. But I feel like what's happening at the border is just as bad. And it's all like a lot of the sex trafficking is happening down there now. And it's like a whole new ring is being set up and orchestrated. And these kids, it's so messed up and it's so sick and twisted. And I don't know. If we don't change things, if we don't turn this thing around, it's bad. It's bad.
I've got an Epstein scoop for you.
Yeah.
Okay. This was actually in a lawsuit, so it's all documented. One of the reasons there is the child trafficking, they don't want children with identities because they can't be tracked. Right. Obviously, it's like I'm not minimizing the value of children when I say it's like an automobile. If there's no VIN number, so if you steal new Range Rover, $170,000 off the streets of New York, you drive it to Newark, get it in a storage container, take all the VINs off of it. Now it's a brand new car. Then you take it over, you sell it in China. That's what they're doing with children. So the children come in. They have no ID. No pictures, no IDs. Mm-hmm. That child disappears, and that's it. There's no place to begin. There's no parents. There's no tracking or anything. So one of the reasons that that Epstein was forcing, at one point he was involved with a ring that was forcing young girls to get pregnant.
Yeah, I heard about that.
So they can, and I'm using the term in the lawsuit, harvest the babies.
Yeah.
Because they're not identifiable or trackable. Mm-hmm. But they needed young, healthy girls. Mm-hmm. So that's part of what's going on. So when you hear, you know, some of the dumbest people on television, like Stephen Colbert or Jimmy Kimmel, mocking this, this is actually happening. Mm-hmm. It's actually happening. I mean, there's hundreds of thousands of children that are missing.
Right. I saw some video. Who is he? He's his home was someone could drop it in the comments, but his home was advertised. I think it was like it was either CBS or Oprah Winfrey. He's really wealthy guy in the Caribbean area or no, like Florida area or something like that. And he like a billionaire. I think it's NY. NYG.
What's he an Asian guy? Is like he is. Was he
no?
One?
Gosh, I wish I could get.
Because I know there was a tech guy involved in it, and I don't want to say the wrong name because he'll sue me.
People know who he is. Anyways, I'll try to find his name, but he was seen talking to like these black women. And he was specifically talking to them because they produce something in their, I don't know, gene makeup or blood makeup or something like that.
I know the video.
That he wants them to get pregnant so then he can like drink their blood or something like that. It's so sick and twisted, and it's on video. It's like, oh my gosh.
I know the video you're talking about.
Yes.
Because the young black women, there's a different genealogy.
Yes.
And there's stuff that the African American has, and there's stuff that certain different races have.
Yeah.
So this guy, literally like a Nazi scientist, was saying, "Okay, I'm going to take your blood for this, your blood for that,
yes,
your for that, your yeah." Oh, I can't remember his name either. And that's one you don't want to get wrong.
I don't want to say the wrong name.
You know, it's that guy. He lives right there.
If only I could find the video.
But I mean, I encourage, you know, our audiences that so much of what is coming out now, and that's how we started the show 7 hours ago.
Right.
like all the stuff that's coming about when you hear the stuff that's happening in Hollywood, it is parallel to the stuff that's happening in government. It's the same thing. It's compromise people, sacrifice people, control people.
Yes.
It's just over and over and over. How do you do it? With children. Horrible things with children. That's the thing that's how everybody gets owned.
Right.
And it's
and that's the downfall of a civilization. At that point, it's over. Like when you're sacrificing children like this, it's like we're seeing happening. I mean, I come back to the Bible. I come back to the days of Noah. They were doing all these horrible things to children, and they were messing with the lines of angels were sleeping with humans, creating giants.
Yes. And
the whole DNA line of the human race was being completely tainted, and God was like, done. We're done. And in Genesis 6, he regrets. He's like, I regret making humans. You guys are horrible. You're horrible. And
we're doing exactly what you just said, Rachel, right now with designer babies. It's the same thing. First of all, we have a woman. Now, this is nothing against single women, so please don't get triggered. There's been enough triggering today. Find someone and hug them, okay?
Right.
But we've trained the society to believe, like I think of Rosie O'Donnell in particular. I don't need a man. I can just go and buy some babies. Mm-hmm. We've created that society. And I'm nothing against people that adopt. Don't get triggered with that either. But we've told women that all you need to do, you can go to the market and buy the components you want to stick up your, and then you can create your own baby. Okay, well, I want an athlete. I want someone who is athletic. I want a sperm of a man who's this age, who's this color, who's this income. And then what's the difference? What is the difference between that? This is really going to trigger people. You're never going to have me back on.
No.
What's the difference between that and what the Nazis were doing? The Nazis were trying to make super soldiers. Mm-hmm. That's what they were trying to do.
Yeah.
The Nazis were trying to make super soldiers. They said, what happens if a soldier crashes one of our new jets in the ocean? Can he drink salt water? Mm-hmm. Well, let's get a bunch of people from the camps and keep
that's what they were doing in Africa. When you study with the Nazis went down into Africa during World War II, they were experimenting on those people. Like, it's so messed up and so sick and twisted.
And yet we're doing it now. We're like, you know, I really would like a blue-eyed baby. Or you go to it's called an ultrasound, right?
Right. Yes.
The ultrasound thing. Yeah. And what do they call that thing? Is it an ambio? What do they call it when they put a needle in there and like?
Yeah.
You know that test?
Yes. Yes. Amniotic fluid or whatever. I don't know what that.
Yeah. Ambio something, whatever. And my wife and I, we went through six. We had one loss, and then we went through five pregnancies to get two healthy children.
Oh,
so
wow.
We had two healthy boys.
Yeah.
We lost a teeny little girl, and we had three miscarriages.
Yeah.
But not once did we check to see. In other words, she ate healthy and whatever, but not once did she say, well, how is it going to be? Is it this? Is it that? I don't you know. And for people that do that, that's your own prerogative, but we never did.
No,
we just thought, you know, we're going to keep, it was funny though. Cause our first son was born on the fourth try. And we would always say, boy, if this keeps happening, what do we do? What do we, this is, and at one point after her third pregnancy, it certainly wasn't mine. She was doing all the work. I did put in my 11 seconds though.
Yes. Yes.
But she put it in. And I remember breaking down with the doctors who were working with us. And I said, this is ridiculous because you see so much loss.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And you're angry. And the doctor got emotional, and he raised his voice at us in a nice way. And he said, you have to have children because you are the type of people we want children being raised with the way you feel about children. You should be raising children because of the way you. So we gave it one more shot, and then we got my current bonehead who's 6'1". And then we had another miscarriage after that.
No.
And then we're like, all right, we're going to give it one more try. And this was number six, the sixth pregnancy. We're going to give it one more try. And then we got my other bonehead, and he's 6'2".
There you go. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. And what's that?
Not nice.
Yeah, I didn't mean to go off on that tangent, but you know, you always bring up the Bible, which I love.
Yes.
I love the Bible, and I love how biblical things are now.
Yeah.
And that's what gives me solace. Mm-hmm. So my head doesn't explode.
Oh, I know.
Because if I didn't have that relationship with God, mm-hmm. I would be melting down every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Think about it.
I know.
If you didn't have that, it's going to be, thank God it's going to be better when he takes us.
Yeah.
It's right now. I mean.
Right.
I hope he comes.
The thing and it does bring me like comfort knowing that like all of these people doing these sick, evil things that I know is happening all around the world and how dark it is. And like God's not, he sees it and there will be justice. Like the Bible talks about it. Mm-hmm. Like that's coming and may God help anybody that's participating in this darkness because
yeah,
there is a God in heaven. He does have an opinion and he, in order for him to be righteous, he must judge and he will judge. And it's not pretty when you start to read what happens and
oh yeah.
And the end of the book, it gets pretty dicey. So
he wants us to judge too. And that's why sometimes, I mean, there's judging and then there's discernment.
Yeah.
And people say, well, you know, I don't like this religious person or that religious person because they're so judgy. But you're supposed to judge your surroundings. You're supposed to decide who you're going to support, who you're going to interact with,
right.
What you're going to do with your children. You're
yes.
supposed to have discernment.
Yes.
You're not supposed to be some soy boy woke clown
no.
that says, I don't care what you do. I don't care.
Right.
I don't care what my friends do. So what if they're raping people? He's a great no. CEO. I don't care if he raped those girls. He's
no.
a wonderful CEO.
No.
And you're not supposed to do that. God says, whoa, what are you
yeah.
doing?
No, if you see evil and you don't do anything, you're accountable
yes.
to it. Like you got to speak up. You
yeah.
got to say something. You got to call it out. You got to be bold. You got to be brave. You got to be courageous. And if you see stuff that's not happening, that's happening, that's not right, you got to speak about it. You got to call it out. You got to shine a light on it. You're accountable to that. You are. So that needs to be done, especially now. Like now is the time to speak up because you don't want to be held accountable for not saying anything, right? I mean, that would be terrible. They're like, hey, you saw this go down. You didn't do anything. You didn't say anything.
Well, he knows. That's the thing.
Right.
So you can get away with it at work. Mm-hmm. You know, you walk in on your boss and he's doing coke with the new chick and you know he's married and, you know, and then she gets a promotion ahead of you. Come on, Rachel. We
right.
all know this happens.
Right. Yes.
You know, in fact, it's scheduled for Thursday.
Look everywhere. Oh.
But we always forget. Not we always, but sometimes people forget that God knows. God knows
yes.
when you had a chance to say, hold on a second.
Yeah.
This is wrong.
Yeah.
Or what are you doing? Or I'm not partaking in it. I think that's going to be part of the reveal from the Epstein. I would imagine there's some people that we talked about this last time. They went to Epstein Island and they didn't partake in it, mm-hmm. but they were still part of
right.
the group and hey, what's going on down in the cabin? Well, you know, but I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
So I think
you're accountable. I'm sorry.
Yes.
You were there. You were accountable.
Yeah.
And you never came forward and spoke out and you saw these innocent victims and you didn't say anything. You're accountable. Also, and this is what gets me too, because there's all, and we could talk about this later, but a lot of Christians that vote Democrat, because they're like with the whole pro-life issue and they're like, well, that's up to the individual, right? So the individual, you know, if they want to have an abortion, they have to stand before God. That's up to them. Speaking of, we got the March for Life today.
Well, it says, is it March for Life today?
It's today. I think it
is. Oh,
yes.
My God. I didn't even
think
so.
Is it today or tomorrow? I think it might be happening. Is it the 20th?
Yeah, it might be tomorrow.
Okay.
So I was just saying, you were talking about the Bible. It says right here in the Bible, just do whatever you feel comfortable with.
No. But what I want to say is like, you're accountable with your vote. Your vote in these elections is your voice.
Yep.
And if you're voting for people that are pushing for third term abortion, pushing for infanticide, then you are also accountable. You are supporting it. And that's what gets me, because I'm like, they just slough it off like, oh, it's, you know, I would never do that, but I support candidates that support that. So you are supporting that. Like that, there's no, you're supporting it. You're supporting
and that goes
it
with
your vote.
It goes with a lot of policies.
Yes.
You know? I got it. I got into a debate. Well, it was more a screaming match on their end, but I just kind of, and they, because I made the comment about what a terrible example of a good Catholic Joe Biden is.
Oh my gosh.
And boy, did that trigger some people.
Yes.
You know, those loyal leftist Catholics that thinks Joe is just Joe and the Biden family. They're all there. They're getting the Eucharist and they're
praying. A lot of them think that, Ken.
I mean, and they would, do you not know when Joe started dating Jill?
I know.
I mean,
people don't know the backstory.
They just don't know any of it. And I'm thinking, wow. So then I get attacked, which is fine. And, oh, you know, Joe is this. He's one of the greatest. I get all these Bible quotes that don't make any sense. And then they start railing on Trump. And then they say, well, why do you think Christians, why do you think all these dumb blankety blank MAGA Christians are voting for Trump? Right. Well, let's start with pro-life.
Yep.
Pro-marriage. Yep. Knows the difference between a man and a woman.
Yes.
He congregates with men and women of Christ all the time. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if he goes to church and he poses for pictures. I don't know that, but right. I know he promotes
those policies.
Religion.
Yes.
He promotes God. He doesn't, he's not ridiculing me because I'm pro-life.
No.
He's not ridiculing me because I say marriage is between a man and a woman.
Right.
If two gay people want to get together, it's their business, but don't force it on us.
Right.
Don't try to change biology.
Right.
He doesn't ridicule me over that.
Right.
What does the left do? It's constant ridicule. Oh, you're clinging to your gun. You're clinging to your Bible. Mm-hmm. Oh, what are you, anti-gay? Mm-hmm. It just never stops.
No.
And that's not Christian behavior.
And you vote on those policies. That's where we vote. We vote on, you know, and I've said this time and time again, I've been backing Trump since 2016. Everyone's like, he's been married like 500 times. He's had 3,000 affairs. He's done He said, grab that. And it totally makes me just, I can't even. And I'm like, that's not okay. Okay. I vote on policy. Who's going to secure the border? Who's going to make sure these people that are coming into the border have the right intentions and they're not carrying diseases and they don't want to blow up the Capitol building down the road? Where do they stand on life issues? Do they believe that a human being inside the womb is a human being? Like that matters to me. That's important to me. Do they believe that I have the right as a woman to be able to defend myself however I want to defend myself?
Yeah.
Do they believe that I'm able to speak freely out against the government without being jailed or worrying about my kids being jailed?
Everybody talks about not judging people on their past, and I'm not justifying anything if it was accurate. Like this thing they're trying to, this E. Jean Carroll, my God, it's just so ridiculous. I don't think it happened. And if I believed it happened, I would not support Trump.
Right.
But you have to look at, what do people do in their role that we've elected them to?
Right.
And since we elected him, other than pissing people off with tweets, he hasn't done anything that the Bidens have done. He hasn't embezzled. It's no treason. Mm-hmm. He's not cheating on his wife.
No.
So if he did any of that, which people get remarried all the time, people have affairs all the time, whether you approve of it or not. But if he did that, is he doing it while he's representing me? No.
Right.
But look at what Joe Biden did as a vice president.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look at the access that man had his whole life as a senator.
Yeah.
His whole life. He was getting our paycheck when he did all that.
Oh, I know. I know.
And, you know, Trump was in office for 4 years and three of them kicked ass.
Yes.
And you're right. You still get, I laugh at grown men when they say, he said, grab women by the whatever. And it's like, dude, have you never been in a locker room?
Right.
Oh my God. Have you ever been in a fire station?
That phrase has been misinterpreted too forever. It's,
yes, it has.
They let you. When you're that powerful, women are throwing themselves at these wealthy men. They have no respect for themselves. They have no respect for their own bodies. And
yep, and then he said, there. Yeah, when you got this kind of money, you can grab them by the whatever.
Yes, you can do whatever you want. That, and that's the truth. Sadly, women shouldn't allow that. Sadly, women should have higher standards. You should.
Yes.
I mean, that's what was said. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting. We're in for quite a treat heading into this election season. I mean, there's so much news we could have talked about. We kind of just.
Well, I know. I sense you're ramping up.
Yeah.
but I want to. I'm going to throw another story in.
Okay. What is
because
it?
Because I want to get your take on it. There's a bill banning social media access to everybody 15 years and under. This is in Florida. And of course, Facebook, Meta, they're all freaking out. But I was talking about it earlier today on my show, and I thought, you know, why is that such a bad idea? That right. If you're 15 years old, you can't, unless you're 16, you can't go on all these different platforms and have accounts. And I thought to myself, considering the damage that these platforms do, why isn't that a good idea? Why should a 13-year-old girl be able to go on Facebook and say, here's me at the beach, and she's in a G-string, or talk to a 40-year-old man who she thinks is a 16-year-old girl?
Right. I think it's I love that. I say that's now the hard thing is enforcing it, right? Because it's like, you know, like who's going to, they probably, when you sign up, you have to say.
Yeah, it's an ID process. So they're going to have an ID process. Yeah. But I just thought, you know, and the reason it's kind of iffy initially, because I'm big on free speech and et cetera, but look at all the places we don't allow minors.
Right.
Look at all the places we go. You can't do this till you're 18. You cannot do that till you're 21. You're not allowed in here. They're serving booze here. You can't be here. And then we let them get on, you know, the double-edged sword of one of the most horrific places to be and one of the coolest, the internet.
Yeah. No, I think that's a great idea. I mean, the human brain isn't like fully developed until your mid-20s. I think a lot of decisions made, even in my early 20s, it would have been great if you would have been like, the internet lasts forever. This is going to be seen forever. And to help kids understand that, I think that's great. Plus, think of all of this gender stuff that's happening with what a lot of that is pushed on TikTok.
Yes.
Major on TikTok. And these kids were totally fine before they got phones. And then now they're suddenly like, I don't know if I'm really a girl anymore. Like, it's like maybe push that off for a little bit.
All part of the plan. Like,
fully developed before you're exposed to all of this crazy and
part of the plan, though.
Yeah.
It's part of the plan. When you look at the direction that the left is pushing us and globalists are pushing us, it's like that whole the man boy love thing that they're pushing, and that it's no longer, what do they call it? Younger. They're scrubbing the term pedophile from law enforcement now. They're calling younger attracted individuals some crap like that.
Yeah.
But then they're thinking, and then in Washington, D.C., which, you know, now they want to make a state. They want the voting age to be 16.
Of course.
Are you kidding me?
Of course.
It's planet stupid.
Yeah. But they know that because they know that kids 100% of the time are led by emotions.
Yeah.
They vote emotionally. They're going to be moved emotionally. It's how they feel. It's all about feelings. There's little logic involved for a long span there. And they want to get you to vote a certain way. And that's why they're targeting the youth. So,
well, women's brains develop sooner than men's, just so you know. The average for women is 25. The average for liberal men is about 47.
Oh.
Yeah, liberal men.
Okay. Liberal men. Yeah, I can see that.
And that's why there's some manly men that their brains develop at 20.
Okay. Yes.
And Joe Biden no longer has a brain. So, yeah.
And we got to wrap up, but that's
no, I know. Now we do.
I don't honestly know if Joe's going to stay in it.
No, he's out in February.
Is that what you're hearing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because they wanted to get through. Well, I heard they were going to hold out until after Super Tuesday or whatever.
Have you been hearing the Michelle buzz?
I am hearing the Michelle buzz. My only thing, though, is I don't know how you get around Kamala unless you get her to somehow back Michelle. And then if she's, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how you just jump over her.
Well, I think Michelle Obama could jump over Kamala. I think she could also beat her in a fight. I mean, physically, I think she could jump over Kamala.
Definitely.
My
money is on Michelle.
She could probably beat Obama's ass too.
Yes.
She probably beats up Barack.
I
wonder if he's in an abusive marriage.
I don't know. I don't know about that one.
I wonder
one.
How many times but, Barack comes home and she says, "You idiot, get over here," and just starts punching on him.
Go out on the paddleboard. I don't know. I don't know.
Oh my God.
But
wow.
Wow.
Rachel finally snaps and breaks the line. Now we're going down together. The ship is sinking together. Oh, that's I'm gonna use that. Go out on the paddleboard.
Well,
don't you want to go paddleboard, honey?
I guess people paddleboard around their house. That's all I know. That's all I'm saying.
Your chef is out there.
People paddleboard. Well, I didn't mean anything by it. What are you talking about? But I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how you get around. I don't know how you get around Kamala, unless Kamala's like gonna get like, I don't know. There's backdoor deals taking place, and Kamala.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And then she comes out and says, "I think this is our person here."
She's the wild card. I just don't, because she's so stupid.
Yeah.
But she is historically a black woman.
She is. So how do you jump over her to get like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like that optically, I don't know. I don't know, but I just don't know how they're going to get Joe through the finish line. I just don't think they can. I mean,
no, I don't think that happens.
No. All right, Ken.
Well, this was a real,
wrap it up. This has been fun. Yes. It was we just talked. There's more to cover next time. Next time we'll just go through it like really fast and then we'll just chat. All right. So thank you for tuning in. Appreciate you guys. Go support Ken.
KenMatthewsMedia.com. 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 Awesome. And you can support my children for only 33 cents a day. It's Ken's kids. It's not a charity. It's not a foundation. The money comes right to me.
Okay.
I'm just exploiting my children.
Ken's kids. I like it. Okay. And I have a Patreon account too.
That's right.
For people that follow me and I support that they support me there. I really appreciate it because that has got me through on some stuff when I'm demonetized on other platforms. So I appreciate it. A shout out to my Patreon supporters. I do actually have Facebook supporters too that really? I'll share this link to you guys. And yeah. Cool. So, all right, you guys.
Have a wonderful weekend.
All right. You too. We'll see you.